Gypsy Dog and I set out on a mid-20s day for a nearby walk in the cranberry bog. Gypsy is the size of a fox and is of the same color. But unlike a fox, Gypsy is not sly. She romps around my feet as we trod the bog, ever alert for I know not what. Ears up, tails up, nose down, she smells smells I'll never know. Cranberries.org says there are about 11,500 bogs in southeastern Massachusetts. In midwinter, this bog is silent, save for a whisper or a breeze. It's desolate, frigid, but filled with life. I'm what's called bundled up. Woolen cap and scarf, quilted fake fur-lined coat, fake fur-lined boots and mittens. Eyes start to water, nose begins to run, ears tingle. How wonderful it is, even though arthritic knees buckle if I walk too fast. Heels first, always heels first, says the PT's person to whom I obey. It's quiet until it's windy. The wind does what wind does, blows things around the bog. A bough of scrub pine breaks and blocks a path. An oak branch cracks like a creaking door. Its leaves still cling to branches when it falls. What's going on underground? It's busy down there. Cranberries are growing on unseen vines below the frozen ground. Some of what lives underground, cranberries don't want to associate with. Pests. Sandbagging buries pests such as weed seeds, fungal spores, insect eggs. Sandbagging, I learned, is an ecological way of getting rid of living things that deter cranberry growing. No artificial fertilizers needed. No chemical pesticides needed. Growers apply a lay of sand over their bog, and that's it. Coyotes are here. I've seen them race by far ahead across the frozen bog. I hear birds. See a male cardinal at a feeder in a yard adjacent to the bog. Always there are squirrels about. The wind causes the collar of my coat to make a sound like the closing of my fridge, a kind of squeezy, squishy sound. I'm wary of what's underfoot. Some dog walkers are careless. Others are oblivious to their dog's discards. I find the bags in my coat pockets. So far, Gypsy has not deposited anything except mild amounts of spit. But I will pick up and take home and not throw into the trees. It's a long way to next Thanksgiving when cranberries become fashionable again. The fresh packages have disappeared from produce aisles. But we can still buy frozen and canned cranberries, and always with the canned goods are the cans of those jellied cranberry sauces and juices. As for the juices, some are called cocktails, which I learned means that they are not pure cranberry juice. Others are cranberry juice mixed with grape or different cranberry juices. Cranberries come in dietary supplements advertised to support gut health and help neutralize free radicals in the body. That's a quote. I suppose these claims are fine if you have an unhealthy gut or need to free your body of radicals, whatever they are. When we get home, I open a jug of apple cider, heat it, and add some cranberry juice. My mug of this concoction steams as I carry it to the old Windsor chair by my beloved fireplace. Sit with the goblet in front of fireplace, the flames glowing. Sip and think spring. That's when a walk in the cranberry bog will not freeze your nose, but it won't be as refreshing.